This is JIS News. Coming up, more than 200 Clarendon residents to benefit from new housing. Prime Minister urges the region to make greater use of sports, and Jamaica's first virtual reference station network launched. The details after this message.
We pledge to come together as a people to clean up our communities, to clean the gullies and drains, to clean up our public spaces and beautify our environment so that Jamaica, land of beauty, will be beautiful forever.
I'm on a mission.
A mission.
Today is the day.
Now the news. Some 209 persons in Springfield, Clarendon will soon benefit from new housing solutions. Ground was broken for the construction of 85 houses under the $161 million European Union-funded Sugar Estate Barracks Relocation Project. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony recently, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller said the project represents another step towards a positive transformation of the country. The Prime Minister also stressed the importance of approaching both rural and urban housing development in accordance with the principles of planned development.
That is why I want to share with you, ladies and gentlemen, another $50 million is being invested in critical social projects, including improvement of school and clinic facilities. We are currently spending some $20 million to improve the Tollgate Sport Complex. We are also preparing to put to tender the comprehensive improvement of the Waterwell Sports Complex in Racecourse.
Under the Barracks Relocation Project, 385 houses will be provided for sugar workers across the island. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is urging nations within the Caribbean and Pan-American regions to make greater use of sports as a tool to reap economic benefits. Mr. Simpson-Miller says if used appropriately, sports can enhance the cultural and creative industries of countries in both regions, particularly smaller states.
For certain smaller member associations, there is the need to define policies and strategies that underscore the economic and social importance of sport. The central idea is to enhance economic performance and investment flows around sporting events, sport goods, and sport services. In this way, we are nurturing cultural creativity and fostering innovation through an evolving national sports policy.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller adds that Jamaica will be seeking to create a larger socioeconomic role for sports within the cultural and creative industries to help boost economic viability. The Prime Minister was giving the opening address at the Extraordinary General Meeting of the Pan-American Sports Organization on Thursday. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark has lauded Jamaica Beverages Limited for its purchase of Jamaica Citrus Growers Limited's Bogwalk plant. Minister Clark says given the many challenges the citrus industry has faced over the years, a collaborative approach by stakeholders was critical in ensuring the survival of the industry. In light of this, he says the acquisition will undoubtedly prove beneficial to the industry.
Acquisition was done in the interest of all concerned. This is a new relationship that is going to exist between the citrus growers and this new company. I am confident that we will reap success in this new venture.
Minister Clark was speaking recently at the official announcement of the acquisition. And the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change has launched Jamaica's first virtual reference station VRS network, codenamed GFIX.net. GFIX.net was launched Thursday and is expected to revolutionize the surveying and construction sectors. Portfolio Minister Robert Pickersgill says the VRS network will effectively reduce production time as well as the cost of cadastral surveying.
At present, persons within the lower socioeconomic stratum cannot afford the cost to survey their land for the purpose of registration. We aim to change this with the commissioning of GFIX.net. GFIX.net will enable us to decide where and how we utilize our resources, both natural and man-made, and how we can capitalize on and manage these resources to maintain the balance between the built and natural environments.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking at the launch and handing over of the system by the Ministry's Spatial Management Division to the National Land Agency. That was the GIS News. I'm Enthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.